All right. So now that you're in that beautiful place of coherence, we're just going to slide right into a pre-channel meditation. And we're going to have a channel from Marilyn Harper and Adaranda and whoever else shows up. And Cryon. So come on back into your being. Drop in. Take a moment just to center on your heart again. Breathing softly and letting that place of harmony between all of your systems inside and outside, the family in the room, and the love of the divine on the inside. And allow yourself to just bathe in that sweetness. And how beautiful it is to know that this family is together, not just here, but everywhere. That this family of light and this family of love and caring and compassion are as close as a thought, as close as a breath, as close as your own coherence. Each time you focus and bring your awareness to that place inside of you, you bring the message of the divine closer and closer.
So it is good day to you, huh? So very good to see your love, your light, your brightness, your little hearts all in coherence. All the little rays are going in the right direction, huh? We are so, so thankful for each of you for showing up, being willing to go wherever it is important to go, and looking pretty darn good in the process, huh? As you understand, we are so thankful that some individuals actually write things down. For Miss Monica, who has written down some of the words of wisdom, we draw those words sometimes to tie a bow around things, and we honor those things and honor that energy. Sometimes we, our vessel Marilyn, who sits back behind us, just needs a little more oomph in her message, and sometimes she just needs a little guidance. So we asked her to draw two cards for you. And then we will tell you a bit of a story about those cards. The first card is universal love and support. So take a deep breath. These are from the Manifesting Your Mastery, yeah? Talking about innate. Universal love and support. My partner, the universe, is love to support me. My partner, the universe, is here to support me. I claim and accept this benevolent love and support. Take a deep breath. My partner, the universe, is here to support me. I claim and accept the benevolent love and support. Huh? And just in case you wondered if that was really true for you, we drew another card. Now, we have maybe differences of opinions on this card, for it is blank. So it is your choice what the universe is supporting for you. You have it all. And you get to choose. You get to trust. You get to acknowledge that the universe is your benevolent partner here on this planet. And just in case you have a doubt, we would like to tell you a story that we heard, the vessel Marilyn heard, long, long ago. It is a true story. And we hope to get all the facts straight, because she tells the story, we do not. But we were asking what your message is to help you trust that choice. So many years ago, 2002 or so, significant year that I was a minister in a church. We don't know the denomination, Methodist, Baptist, synagogue. We do not know. It is not important. He was new to that congregation and had done a remodeling job on the chancel area. You know, the chancel area, if you've been in a regular church, has a big, big area where the preacher stands and usually some significant emblem behind them. And they had just finished a beautiful stained glass window. And the minister was there on a Saturday afternoon practicing his message for the next day. And there was a huge storm, and a tree blew into that stained glass window and smashed it. So the minister did not know what to do. So, being new to the congregation, he sat and prayed and asked for guidance from the universe. And he was told to go get something to replace the stained glass window and at least keep the rain from coming in. He went down into the basement and found an old blue painted up tarp, and that looked awful. So he hung that up there to keep the rain from coming in, and then he was asked to go purchase something to make it look beautiful again. And he followed his guidance, and instead of going to like the Home Depot or the Lowe's or something, he followed his guidance to a Goodwill store. And in the Goodwill store, he found a beautiful hand-crocheted, huge tablecloth that the woman had just brought in. He even met her. How synchronistic is that, huh? She brought it in. He purchased it for $5. And she said, you know, I made that 60 years ago in Germany, and I've kept it all this time. I escaped in Germany. And she just lived right around the block. And then he said, well, we're going to hang it in our sanctuary. So please come tomorrow and enjoy our service and enjoy your beautiful tablecloth. Huh? So the next day he hung it up, or that night he hung it up, and there was a gentleman that came every single Sunday to the congregation, always sat in the very back row, never spoke to anyone. And this gentleman looked up at that tablecloth and then wandered to the front of the congregation, sat in the very front row, looked at that tablecloth through the entire service, and wept. And the minister afterwards went down to see him and said, what is the problem? Are you all right? You never come up to the front. You always sit in the back. What is the problem? And he said, my fiance made that for us just before we were separated in Germany. He went into the camps and survived, and he did not know whatever happened to her. And he said that our initials are down on the lower right-hand corner. And it had DL plus KL. They were there. When the minister said, well, look, there, the initials are right there. He said, I've got one better for you. In the back row of the sanctuary is your beautiful Catherine. And they met again after 60 years. You never know when you are doing something that is so magnificent that you are bringing something together. It is all a choice. When you have your guidance, your innate, your energy, and you're working from that area of coherence, dearest beings of light, when you trust, stop at the Goodwill store. Do so. You never know what will happen after that. It is time for you each to trust your guidance. It is time for you each to trust your own energy, your own information. It is time for you to be you and to know that your benevolent partner is the universe and you. We love you deeply. We see the love that is within you as your coherence is radiating. We see that as you leave here, you know that every single choice you are making is for your own highest joy and your own highest good. And if you ever doubt, take a deep breath and listen, because we will be right there saying, it's okay, go ahead. Go to goodwill. We love you deeply. And we bid you namaste. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. The idea of pulling cards in a deck randomly and receiving answers is folly to many. And yet the metaphysics of it is sound. That you control your own randomness and there are no accidents. And the cards that were pulled, that Anaranda has read, are significant. Let me continue the significance. The one is a statement of grand truth. It says that the universe is your partner. The universe is a metaphor for spirit, for creative source, for all that is. And the statement says that you have help. Now, a partner is not a guide. A partner is one who has a confluence of consciousness with you. Partnering is not a teacher. And therefore, the statement is this, that there is an energy that is beyond that which you can even imagine in the universe that is partnering with you. But so many say, well, I don't feel it. And that's because of the second card. The blank card interpreted in this pair of cards is free choice. You see, it's blank because there is no predetermined free choice. There's no finger pointed at you that says, you better go this way, or you better go that way, or you better choose this, or you better choose that. Free choice to spirit is really free. It doesn't come with a condemnation, and it doesn't come with a reward. Free choice means that the human being really is free to choose in any direction, whatever the consciousness is that you have. Both of those cards are dripping with love. The love in the first one is obvious. The offer of partnership with a grand energy called creation. And the second one is the love that gives you freedom of choice without condemnation, without judgment, without even reward. There is no bias presented to you with free choice. And so you have to ask the question, if you have free choice, what is it you think about when you start deciding with your freedom where you're going to go with it? In an old energy, dear ones, that free choice went everywhere. But it settled in a place that was more human nature than God nature. And in that place, humanity wallowed for centuries. And I say wallowed because it was less than even 50% of what was available. You have to reach a certain point before you feel the partnership that is offered to you with free choice by Spirit. There are some who will sit in the chair and say, I have waited for Spirit so long to fix this, to fix that, to be where I want it to be, not understanding that you don't sit in a neutral place, dear ones, waiting for God to do anything. You got the steering wheel called free choice. And if the freedom of the choice through intuition begins to start raising the energy toward light, certain kinds of things happen. Now, I'm sitting in a group of biased humanity, for I sit with old souls. I also am aware that the old souls are here on purpose to hear these kinds of messages. And so the bias is this: many of you have discovered that your free choice comes from your Akash over and over, doing things both directions. And in that, you have settled on one that starts to create light because you realize that that is the direction of partnership. And it is. And this is where it gets good. But how does human nature and the partnership with Spirit balance itself? Internally, how do you see this? And that is why the expression duality occurs. Some human beings feel that if they have high coherence all the time and are thinking high thoughts all the time, that duality will go away. In other words, the little voices that want to take you the other direction, you feel that they're going to go away. Dear ones, free choice and duality will be with you as long as you're a human. And what happens is that that voice, perhaps it would represent darkness to you, it would pull you out of coherence and pull you out of the light, will always be there. But the free choice you have to take the high road starts to diminish that negative voice. Not just diminish it, you can actually take it in the other room so that it beats against the door instead of speaking in your ear. And that is the subject of the channel. What is that voice doing with you as you sit there? Is it beating on the door from another place where you can smile and ignore it? Where metaphorically you can put another lock on the door so it will never be close enough to speak in your ear? Or are you one who has it constantly speaking in your ear while you struggle between the light and the dark, knowing that the partnership is there, but you just can't quite get to it? And so I'm here to give you some advice. I want you to start visualizing something that perhaps you had not seen before. We've used the metaphor over and over that the universe, spirit, creative source, will not bias or influence you, dear ones, because you have free choice. But if you wish to visualize what it is that is that partnership, It's an outstretched hand that is outstretched while you're sleeping, while you're awake, while you're in trouble, while you're in joy, while you're eating. And the outstretched hand is the partnership. An invitation is always there without bias. There's also an invitation to the darkness, if you wish, if you've noticed, called human nature. But the invitation with the outstretched hand from that which is the light will bring you into a partnership that makes sense of everything else. The invitation to human nature just says it's an invitation to stay the same, an invitation to bop around in worry and fear, enjoying perhaps the times in the middle, but going right back to worry and fear. And in that, there is a place you can be, dear ones, where you start to understand that duality, that it will not bop around all the time. It's not meant to. It's meant to be solved. Duality is that word that means that you have the negative and the positive. You have the free choice to go each way. And that human nature will often pull you between the positive and the negative. But the secret in all of this is that the outstretched hand solves duality. It's not dual anymore, not really. Because you take that which is the human nature part, the fear part, and the worry part, and you put it in the other room. And you have the ability with the partnership to not only start taking the hand that's going to guide you through life, but it's going to put locks on the door. Well, that other part of you is pounding on the door and screaming to be let in, and you smile and go, never again. And so it begs the question, what are you afraid of? What is the normal for you? Even the highest consciousness one in the room will have a level occasionally of frustration and fear. But I'll tell you something, it isn't normal. But the lower human nature of that duality will create a normal where you're constantly in fear and constantly worried about something that might happen, or you didn't do something, or it is not right. Have I told you what happens when you put that human nature part of you on the other side of the door? What happens is you clear the way for intuition. And intuition starts to then inform you on better ways of turning left and turning right, changing that which the dark side doesn't want you to know about. Luck. If you are attached to that human nature side and you're always worrying and you're always fearful, you've bought into something. You're just like everyone else on the planet, and luck will be that which is primary. And you just hope you make it. But if you take and grasp that hand of the partnership of the universe, you start to twist luck. You start to understand and realize that you're in control of a reality that heretofore you thought was simply randomness. And the intuition that starts to come forward when you put that duality away and start to realize that the pendulum is swinging for you, swinging out of fear toward a normalcy when you get up in the morning, instead of fearing the same things you have every day, you realize you put it away. And so the day can be a benevolent day. A benevolent day is where you're able to solve duality. Dear ones, the sun doesn't come out for you in some stellar heavenly way where a chorus then sings its way everywhere you go. What it does instead, a partnership, gives you the ability to see the bumps coming and solve them as they arrive. The things that would cause fear and frustration are solved and solved and solved. And the sidewalk of life that you walk has an intuition that will show light on the bumps coming and give you the solution when they arrive every single time. That's the difference. And if you are in a duality of human nature and you're worrying and fearing, you'll never see the bumps. And when they come, it's always a surprise. Then there's drama. And then there's the obvious. That if with free choice you choose to change that balance and take that hand and believe in these things, you're going to live a lot longer. That's the way it works. When you look at life and death on the planet, you can't figure it out. My partner got angry when certain deaths of friends occurred. And he would speak to spirit and call out to me and wring his hands and say, "What is the appropriateness of taking a light worker to the other side of the veil when they're far too young, when they could do so much more?" And that's when I give my message of appropriateness that goes way beyond that which I just gave you about taking the hand of spirit. Sometimes, dear ones, sometimes a light worker goes to the other side of the veil and passes too soon, because what you don't know is that soul has been selected for a fast turnaround to come back on this planet and pick up where they left off and continue compassion and training and is needed for the future. And since you now know that, and I'm speaking to some people in here, I'm going to ask you, can you be a little more comfortable with it? It's hard, isn't it? But in general, the duality that you're starting to realize on this planet is starting to be different. Your free choice is still free. But now, for the first time, you start understanding that the light-dark quotient of the Earth itself has moved off the peg of balance where it was, and light is starting to win. This free choice balance that you've had starts to awaken old souls because of this. Hope, where you did not have that kind of hope before, is here. Solutions that you never thought could be solutions are starting to be here. The idea of literally putting the dark side of you in the other room and locking the door has never occurred to you, perhaps until now. And once you do that with free choice and take that hand of the Creator, those locks will not come off. And then there's the intellectual that says, wait a minute, free choice. You can go and rip those locks off if you wish. Yes, you can. But you don't. Why would you? You don't. You see, they don't fly off by themselves with some horror on the other side coming to get you. And many think that's the case, that you're being pursued by your own darkness. You're not. Once you make the decision to put it in the other room and you put the padlocks on, it cannot get through by itself. And with a higher consciousness, you're not about to go to the door and take the locks off and say, "Welcome back." Only a fool would do that. And dear ones, light workers are not fools. The ones who are discovering high consciousness are not the fools. The old souls are starting to understand that intelligence is defined as that which can pull upon past wisdom. And that room with the door now has its light off. And you don't even think about it. Oh, it may be irritating, pounding on that door. It wants to come out. You may even hear its voice occasionally. It can't get you. Not like it used to. I'm talking to somebody here. What's your normal? Is there a darkness of human nature that is always out to get you? Is that you who you're battling with? I just gave you a solution that in this new energy is profound. That blank card, if you take a look at the card, maybe it is bias, you see. It's white. Metaphorically light, an invitation of the hand that's outstretched to you to solve an issue in your life that you didn't think you could solve. The battle ends here. And that is the catalyst for growing consciousness, for an evolution of human nature. The understanding that the battle is no longer equal. That duality will always be there in some way, but the solution of it is at hand. And the question is, how many have realized that and know that you're no longer a victim of human nature or even of yourself or your own thoughts? You just aren't. The outstretched hand says, "Take it. See if it makes a difference in how you think or what your fears or your lack of fears do." And they become smaller and smaller, and you realize every single day, I'm walking a path and solving the issues as I go. I'm living longer. I feel better. That's the solution. And that, dear ones, is something you did. Nothing came down and touched you. No voices from the sky. That's what you did. That's free choice. And believe me, on this planet, that is changing. It's a good message. But what makes it especially good is that it's 100% true. You'll see. Leave here differently than you came. And so it is.